Segos.
Segos.
Skenos. Fuego. Ani. Pusho.
Queche.
Good morning. We are so pleased to see so many of you here. We are Mohawk, Cayuga, Oneida, Onondaga, Seneca, Tuscarora, Cree, Anishinaabe. So many First Nations gathered here. Six Nations alone sent 15 buses to be here. And we are here in numbers and in strength because this committee will not come to us. This committee and this parliament that proposes to pass laws over our people decided not to go to one of our 633 communities.
Shame!
Shame! Shame! And so we have come to the city closest to Six Nations of the Grand River to let our voice be heard. We are here because we will not be silent, and we will not have a minister interpret our silence as consent. We are here because we will not buckle under the avalanche of legislation and colonial policies that keep coming our way. We are here to say in the strongest possible terms, we reject this First Nations Governance Act. We reject any piece of legislation that proposes to impose laws on our people. Our people are proud nations. We were the proud nations that sat down with government at treaty time. We have lived up to our part of the bargain. If it weren't for the Six Nations people, Canada's boundaries would be elsewhere. We would be in Toronto, New York. The Six Nations people fought with the Crown as allies under our own flag. We kept our word and we lost lives over it. And now it's time for the Crown to keep its word to us. And so we stand here today. Many of our people can't be with us in person, but they are with us in spirit. And they are in their homes, and they are in the members of Parliament's offices, and they are standing with us in solidarity, and we take strength from their spirit today. We also stand here remembering those who have gone before us and have marched these marches and fought these fights and won. In 1969, we won that fight. The government withdrew the white paper, and we will win this fight too. To those of you who have come out to join with First Nations, on this, the day the United Nations has set aside to mark the elimination of racism, we say welcome. Join with us, walk with us, march with us, bring your spirit and your strength with us. Nothing could be more racist than the continuing treatment that this government visits on the First Peoples of Canada. And so, let us march. Let us march in unity. Let us march in solidarity. Let us march for all those who have gone before and all those yet to come. And let us march as the proud people and the proud nations that the Creator has made us. Yahweh.
Thank you. Chief.